The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jess Kelly is back with us, and you've got the five phones.
Yes, indeed. So we have the five biggest phones in the world at this moment in time. Now, this being said, in just over an hour's time, Huawei are going to announce yet another new phone. But 2018 is the year of the phone. So the ones that we have before us now are the iPhone XS Max. And every time I look at that name, I just think Xmas. So we've got the Christmas iPhone. We have the Samsung Galaxy Note 9, the Google Pixel XL 3, which is not available in the country as of yet. It will be in the coming weeks. We have the Huawei P20 Pro and the Sony XZ3. So these are all the premium phones from each of the respective brands.
Okay, now the way we can compare them, first of all, screen size.
So screen size, that they all vary from 6 inches. The smallest one is 6 inches, which is the Sony XZ3, right up to 6.5, which is the iPhone XS Max.
Okay, in terms of cameras.
So camera is really interesting because every brand is claiming to have the best camera on the market. And I've used each of these phones over the last number of weeks and months in the case of the Samsung. And I have to say, you know, it's really remarkable. So on the iPhone X, for example, there are two 12 megapixel cameras. On the Samsung Note 9, there are two 12 megapixel cameras. On the Google Pixel 3 XL, there's one 12 megapixel camera. And on the Sony XZ3 Premium, there's a 19 megapixel camera. The standout one is the Huawei P20 Pro, which is actually the cheapest of the three of the five phones. It has three cameras. One is a 40 megapixel, one is a 20 megapixel, and one is an 8 megapixel.
So if you're into photography...
Oh, the Huawei, hands down.
Okay. Now, let's talk about battery life.
Yes. So battery life is, you know, it's my key consideration when I'm buying a smartphone, to be completely honest with you, because there's no point in having a phone that has all the bells and whistles unless it can last the entire day. So again, giving a quick rundown, we'll start with the iPhone. It has a 3,174 milliamp battery, very precise indeed. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and the Huawei P20 Pro both have a 4,000 milliamp battery. Having used both of them, in terms of performance, I have to say the Huawei wins out again. The Google Pixel 3 has a 3,430 milliamp battery, while the Sony XZ3 has a 3,300 milliamp battery. Again, having used them all, the only one that I felt really confident leaving the house and knowing that I'd get through my day was the Huawei P20 Pro.
Now, the amount of RAM, randomly accessed memory,
yes,
which is really about the speed and multitasking and so on.
Yes.
Are they all similar?
They're in and around the same. But I think this will be eye-opening for some people, because you may think the iPhone being the premium brand and, you know, the one that sort of tries to push the bar every time, it only actually has 4 gigs of RAM. Now, that being said, when I was using the iPhone XS Max, I didn't notice that there was only 4 gigs of RAM. It's a very powerful phone. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 and the Huawei P20 Pro, again, are on par with each other. They've got 8 gigs of RAM. The Google Pixel 3 has 4, while the Sony XZ3 has 6. You know, I am the multitasker. I want to demand a lot from my phone, so it does matter.
A headphone jack. Now, I use a headphone. I have kind of given up on the FM, so few phones have it now. But I use it for streaming radio stations. News Talk, go on the app and I listen.
Yes.
And I prefer to be wired, because I found the wireless headphones were kind of tricky and niggly. I like a headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
Have they got one each?
You're going to be so disappointed. So out of the five phones that I reviewed, only the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 has the headphone jack. And... I can't overstate it. So the phone I've been using most recently is the Google Pixel 3 XL, right? This is the new phone. I was in London this day last week at the launch of it, and I was so excited about it. I set it up, I downloaded my Spotify, I went to listen, and there's no headphone jack. So it comes with the headphones that plug into the USB-C port. And I have to say, firstly, it's annoying because it means you can't charge your phone at the same time as listening to music.
I presume, though, you could use the cordless charging.
You can do,
charging.
Yeah. You can use induction charging. But if I'm, for example, I travel quite a bit, so very often I'd be charging my phone on the airplane while we're flying in flight mode, but also wanting to listen to music. You can't do that. Also, I was incredibly disappointed with the sound quality from this phone. So Google last week, they were doing a lot of song and dances. I said to you last Tuesday that they did, or last Thursday, they didn't actually run down the spec of this phone. What they just said was it's the best camera out there. The sound quality is amazing. All that stuff. Having used it, I'm not a big fan, I have to say. I'm quite disappointed.
Quick question, listener. Why no HTC in this bunch of Rolls-Royce phones?
Because they just haven't wowed me. To be completely frank with you, they haven't made the power. They
haven't
reached it.
Okay, so your choice then, in order.
Oh, this is really tough. So I think my choice and the reason for it is the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. And the reason for that is because of the stylus. The stylus is what makes the Note the Note. And in terms of functionality, I like being able to scribble notes. Yeah. I like to be able
and
to
the
magnify.
Jack.
And the headphone jack. They are
okay,
my two
number
things.
Two.
Number two, without question, the Huawei P20 Pro. I just checked before I came into studio. It's down to $599 on pay as you go. So if you walk into a shop right now and you pay €600, you get the Huawei P20 Pro. If you're into your camera and your battery life, that is the way to go, without question.
Next.
iPhone XS Max. I almost contemplated thinking about buying an iPhone during this review period. I've been so impressed by it. It's taken a huge jump since the last iPhone I owned, which was an iPhone 7. So I absolutely think it's worth looking at, even if it is crazy expensive.
And then number four and five.
Four and five, I would say the Sony XZ3 and five, the Google Pixel 3 XL. I really feel disappointed in the 3 XL, to be completely frank.
All right. Well, there you are, Jess, looking at the five top phones on the market currently. But of course, in a few months' time,
there'll be another one.
Completely different phones. Now, your tech questions. I need to get a new phone for my quite deaf aunt who will be 80. Apart from Doro phones, are there any simple smartphones that are hearing aid compatible? Pay as you go. That's from Kira in Kildare.
So Kira, the Doro phones are probably your best option. I don't know if you've looked. In the last 2 weeks, they launched two new devices, which we spoke about on Tech Talk 2 weeks ago. They're exclusive to Vodafone, so it might be worth checking those out because they are smartphones, very easy to use, but you can also increase the pitch of the phone. So if somebody is hard of hearing, it may be the way to go.
I have a Samsung Galaxy A3 2017 model. I want to transfer a large amount of photos to my iPad. How do I do it? That's Mary.
The best thing to do is go through a cloud computing solution. So something like Google Photos. Download Google Photos onto your Samsung. Download it onto your iPad. Upload everything from the phone. Make sure, please, that you are on Wi-Fi. Do not do this over your data because you could run up a monster bill. It'll take a good bit of time, but that's the best way to do it.
Could you ask Jess just what phone I should buy? I don't want to spend too much. I have an Apple iPhone 4 at the moment. Battery needs charging constantly and storage is full.
So the Huawei P Smart is the phone that I've been banging the drum about for a long time. It's in and around the €200 mark. If you don't want to go down that route, look at some of the new Nokia models. We've had a few of them through the studio in the last wee while. And again, they're in and around 129 right up to 220. One of those should definitely tick the boxes for you.
This is not exactly a tech question from a listener, Olga. Do any mobile providers support a family package? I have three teenage children and I'm looking for the best available package to support all at reasonable cost.
So this is a scenario for bonkers.ie. I don't know if you've ever been on that website, but you can go in and you can put in your requirements and it'll find the best bundle for you. If they don't have something for you, email us patkenny@newtalk.com, and what we could do is go to each of the networks and see what they offer. I'm not overly familiar with the family packages, but I'm sure you could haggle and get some good deals.
I'm suddenly unable to access my Aer Lingus booking or book the return flight on the Aer Lingus app. It keeps saying not compatible with your device. How can I update my Huawei Ascend mobile phone to access the app? That's from Sandra in Waterford.
So Sandra, I had the exact same issue last week. I updated the software on my phone and for some reason ever since the Aer Lingus app has been crashing non-stop. So I'm going to drop an email into the Aer Lingus press office to see if the new app is compatible with the latest version of Android and when we can expect a fix.
Jess, why no OnePlus? Amazing value for money, brilliant phone. That's from Kira in Tralee.
I am a fan of the OnePlus. However, I wanted to do the five phones that you can buy in store. We could continue this on and have every brand under the sun. But these are the five biggest phones in the world right now that you can walk into a store and buy.
I'm with Tesco Mobile. Last few weeks, I have a message constantly flashing on my screen. Unfortunately, Google app has stopped. I can make calls, use text, Facebook, but unable to do a lot of things. Tesco Mobile say I need to buy a new phone or send away for €100 to have it repaired. Contract not up till January. Will it happen again? It's a Samsung phone.
Unfortunately, I do need to know the model of the phone, how old it is, that kind of stuff, because it could be that support for the device has ceased so that you can't secure securely browse, and that's why it's locking you out. So if you can give us more information, hopefully I can help you out.
Is it possible, Jess, to totally clear an old laptop? It's an Asus 4E402M. My daughter has dyslexia, so I wanted just for her to use. I want to reset it so it's dyslexia friendly with no distractions for her to do homework on. I know there are loads of apps I can find to help. I saw extensions also. Are they apps? Also, would you recommend Microsoft Office or Google Docs for her? Definitely needs spell check. Being
yes,
dyslexic.
Indeed. I need spell check and I'm not. So absolutely, I understand your requirements. It is possible to completely clear an old laptop. Just make sure and ensure that you don't have any files that you're going to miss. And then if you go into settings and you can restore it to factory settings, if you want to drop an email to patkenny@newstalk.com, what I'll do is I'll email you a step-by-step guide. In relation to the Office versus Google Docs, I'm a big advocate of Google Docs just because it's cloud-based. It has spell check. It has all of those different facilities. So give it a go, and because it's free. And if it doesn't work out, then buy Office.
I'm looking for a good app to limit my daughter's time on her phone. I tried Moment, but she could just switch it off on her phone, so it was useless. She doesn't have access to her phone after 9:30 every evening, but she still uses it quite a bit most evenings. That's from John in Kildare.
So this is a big issue. There are a number of apps that you can download on your phone as the parent, and then you can install on your child's phone, and there's a child lock then to ensure that they can't delete
override.
It unless they have the PIN. So I'll go through some of them maybe on next week's show, but also there's a device like the iKids, which you've mentioned a good few times now at this stage, which plugs into your modem and gives you more control.
I've had many phones through the years. The Huawei P20 Lite, best I've ever had, says Shane in Tala.
Yes, indeed.
And a final one, can Jess please name the app to clean up your phone?
Oh, in what regard? So there's a few different ones. I'd recommend you get AVG. It's a free app and that'll just check and scan that you've no viruses or anything like that. But in terms of cleaning up your phone, it's unfortunately one of those things that you just kind of have to do manually most of the time.